Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. The 23rd Psalm is not some obsolete piece of literature. The psalmist discusses our deepest needs, needs which know neither past or present. The basic needs of life are the same today as yesterday. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." John, the 10th chapter and verse 11. Our sojourn here on the earth is a time of need. There are certain things that are requisite to our happiness here and hereafter. The good shepherd provides for nourishment. David said, "I shall not want." Nourishment for man is needful. The shepherd brings the sheep to pasture where they may feed. The Lord remembers our need of nourishment, and He provides the food so necessary for our bodies, and He provides the food for our minds. Jesus, our shepherd, thinks about the way we live. He said, "We live by bread, and we live by the Word of God." Matthew, the 4th chapter and verse 4. Life is the exercise of vital activity. There is not much activity for the physical body unless we have food, and without food, there is not much activity for the spiritual man. The following conversation between Jesus and His disciples shows that while the disciples were thinking of physical needs, Jesus was thinking of the all-important need of doing the will of God. In the meanwhile, His disciples prayed Him, saying, "Master, eat." But He said unto them, "I have meat to eat that ye know not of." Therefore, said the disciples, one to another, "Hath any man brought him aught to eat?" Jesus said unto them, "My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish His work." John, the 4th chapter, verses 31 through 34. One gets the impression from Jesus that it is more important to comply with the will of God than it is to eat a meal. The good shepherd provides for rest. David said, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Rest from activity is needful. We must get repose by lying down. The shepherd makes his flock to lie down in some cool, shady spot that they may rest. The Lord makes us to lie down. In sleep we live on without knowing we live, and we wake up again, refitted for our labor. Jesus said, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, chapter and verse 28. Again, Jesus declared, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Matthew 14, chapter and verse 27. In our struggle to possess things, we never possess ourselves. It has been said, in our search for pleasure, we lose our manhood. Quietness is a condition of spiritual receptivity. Jesus sought quietness and found it in the mountain heights, in the quiet hours of the night, or in the house of God. In a recent study made at the University of California, it was determined that loneliness contributes to death. Think of the millions who are lonely without Christ. They are restless and know not of the rest that Jesus, our shepherd, gives. The New Testament is replete with passages of Scripture having reference to the peace of mind that characterizes God's people. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God Romans chapter 5, verse 1. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. The kingdom of God is joy and peace. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. The peace of God is to rule in our hearts when we become members of the Lord's church. The good shepherd provides for guidance. The psalmist declared, He leadeth me beside still waters. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. Man is a dependent and is in need of guidance. Shepherds of old had the custom of walking before the sheep. He was not a driver. He was a leader. To quote the words of Jesus, He calleth His own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them, for they know His voice. This is exactly the same custom that is referred to in our psalm. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. David said, All thy commandments are righteousness. Psalms 119, verse 172. Jesus gives to all one directive after another in telling us what to do to be saved. Belief in Jesus is a necessity for every accountable person. If we do not believe in Him, we shall die in our sins. John chapter 8, verse 24. God's plan for the salvation of the soul demands repentance. Repentance is a change of the mind. All who have not repented of their sins must do so, or they must perish. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. All men in all nations must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. All of the men who preached the gospel in the New Testament period of history preached baptism for the remission of sin. After the gospel was preached, there is not a single instance in the New Testament of anyone rejoicing in the forgiveness of sins until he or she had been baptized. Now, in summation, we must see that it is the single concept of obedient faith that pleases God. It is to believe or die in our sins, to repent or perish, to confess or be denied, and to be baptized or to be condemned. This is the message from the Good Shepherd. It is a blatant insult to God, and it is blasphemy of the worst sort to deny the need of knowing His commandments. Who am I to establish priorities for God? He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Can you sing, Where He leads, I will follow? Some preachers talk to us about the need for a new dimension of life, a new status in life, a close encounter with God, and the need for commitment. Many of these would-be spokesmen for God refuse to honor and obey Christ by denying the essentiality of His command. This infidelity exists in spite of the fact that every command God ever gave grew out of our needs. The Good Shepherd will restore the soul. David said, He restoreth my soul. Man is weak and is in need of restoration. The sheep sometimes need to be restored. Sometimes it grows languid or sick. The shepherd has to restore it to strength. The sheep may wander astray. The church that belongs to Christ is composed of believers who have obeyed the gospel of the Son of God. Once in the church, the Christian has a responsibility of worship, both private and public. Now, it happens that man can wander away from worship. He may be devoid of good works. There are times when we choose a way of our own and refuse to be led by the Lord. We have problems and resort to pleasure. diversion and entertainment. But this is our escape mechanism, and we revert right back to the place where we started without hope and without God in the world. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. We must come back to God. We must repent. We must rely on the Good Shepherd. He will restore our soul. The Good Shepherd provides comfort and protection in death. Man faces death, and the comfort of protection is needful. The psalmist declares that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. No one soul is so obscure that God does not take thought for its happiness. Death brings sorrow, but the Christian is to sorrow not as others which have no hope. The religion of Jesus Christ recognizes human sorrow. I would like for every cold-blooded infidel to realize this when he attempts to destroy the faith of a man in the gospel of the Son of God. God bless you, my friend.